This is the Africa service of Vatican Radio.
Welcome to our half-hour daily program for Africa.
Stay tuned for our bulletin of church news, which will be followed by Panorama, and then our features, Echo of the African Synod and the Millennium Appointment. I am John Baptist Tumusime. Pope Leo XIV held his first meeting with the news media on Monday here in the Vatican, and in his address he called on reporters to choose the path of communication in favor of peace. According to the Holy See Press Office, the event was attended by over 60,000 journalists. We have a report.
Only 4 days have passed since his election to the papacy, and Pope Leo XIV made it a point to hold an audience with the men and women who were in Rome to report on the death of Pope Francis, the conclave, and the first days of his own ministry. As he began his audience with media professionals on Monday, the Pope responded to sustained applause with a bit of humor.
They say when they clap at the beginning, it doesn't matter much. If you're still awake at the end and you still want to applaud.
Pope Leo then switched to Italian to call for communication to foster peace by caring for how people and events are presented. He invited media professionals to promote a different kind of communication, one that does not seek consensus at all costs, does not use aggressive words, does not follow the culture of competition, and never separates the search for truth from the love with which we must humbly seek it.
Il modo in cui comunichiamo è di fondamentale importanza.
The way we communicate is of fundamental importance, he said. We must say no to the war of words and images, and we must reject the paradigm of war. Pope Leo XIV thanked reporters for their service to the truth, especially their work to present the Church in the beauty of Christ's love during the recent interregnum period. Our times, he concluded, present many issues that are difficult to recount and navigate, noting that they call each of us to overcome mediocrity. He said the modern world can leave us lost in a confusion of loveless languages that are often ideological or partisan.
La comunicazione, infatti, non è solo trasmissione di informazione.
Communication is not only the transmission of information, he said, but it is also the creation of a culture of human and digital environments that become spaces for dialogue and discussion. In conclusion, Pope Leo XIV said media professionals must help humanity disarm words, and we will help disarm the world. I'm Devin Watkins.
Reports from East and West Africa say the new Pope Leo XIV visited the two regions several times when he was Superior General of the Augustinian Order. He visited Nigeria, Tanzania, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Kenya. The Augustinians have communities in these countries. His latest visit to Kenya was in December last year when he was serving as a prefect of the dicastery for bishops. On that occasion, he presided over the dedication of the chapel of Our Lady of Good Counsel at the Augustinian monastery in Karen, near the capital Nairobi. In his homily, he emphasized the importance of the Word of God and the need for the faithful to remain in the presence of Christ, because Christ is the door through which we all pass to find salvation.
The living stone that built up the church is Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus Christ that we find true life. It is in Jesus Christ that the church is built. We are his people. It is so important to recognize that the church, which is a building, which is made out of stones, has its meaning only when we are all members of the church, those living stones upon which the people of God is built, and all of us together become witness, become that true place where others can see the presence of God.
Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, now Pope Leo XIV, opening a chapel in Kenya in December 2024. The Catholic bishops of Angola have welcomed the election of Pope Leo XIV and are looking forward to collaborating with him when his pontificate begins this coming Sunday, May 18th. The president of the Angola and Sao Tome and Principe Catholic Bishops Conference, His Grace Jose Manuel Imbamba, said on Sunday that the bishops welcomed the new Pope's speech about a church that goes out to the peripheries and reaches the most in need. Archbishop Imbamba said that is the kind of church that inspires, a church that meets people where they are. The Dicastery for Interreligious Dialogue has sent a message to Buddhists throughout the world on the occasion of the Vesca Festival, which commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and passing of Gautama Buddha, the founder of Buddhism. The feast was marked on Monday, May 12th. The celebrations included dances, poems, parades, processions, deep meditation, theatrical performance, and puppet shows. The message has the title Buddhists and Christians in Dialogue of Liberation for Our Time. In the message, the Dicastery acknowledged that the Vesaka festival holds profound spiritual significance for Buddhists, and this year it has coincided with the Jubilee Year, which for Catholics is a time of grace, reconciliation, and spiritual renewal. It cited the Second Vatican Decree Nostra Aetate, known in English as the Declaration on the Relation of the Church with the Non-Christian Religions, whose promulgation in 1965 deepened Catholic dialogue with the followers of other religious traditions. Referring to the title of the message, the Dicastery for Interreligious Dialogue noted that Buddhism proposes a way of life by which people can, with confidence and trust, attain a state of perfect liberation and reach supreme illumination, either through their own efforts or with divine help. This path to liberation involves transcending ignorance, craving, and suffering through insight, ethical conduct, and mental discipline. In our time, marked by division, conflict, and suffering, the Catholic Church recognizes the urgent need for a liberating dialogue, one that is not limited in words, but is capable of translating those words into concrete actions for peace, justice, and dignity for all. The Dicastery reiterated the Catholic Church's sincere commitment to continue dialogue with the Buddhist community in fraternal love. The 5th General Assembly of the Reunion of Catholic Bishops' Conferences of West Africa concluded on Monday in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. It was held under the theme for a Synodal and Autonomous Church at the Service of Justice and Peace in West Africa. The assembly was attended by over 100 Catholic bishops from various West African countries. You are tuned to the English Africa Service of Vatican Radio.
African News Panorama.
More than 100 people have died after flooding in a village near the shores of Lake Tanganyika in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. The flooding, which affected the village of Kasaba, comes at a vulnerable moment for the Central African nation as Rwandan-backed M23 rebels have intensified an offensive in the eastern region since the start of the year, with thousands killed in fighting in the first 2 months of the year. The affected area is still under the administration of Kinshasa and is not among the zones taken by the M23 rebels. A statement from authorities in South Kivu government said the flooding incident occurred between Thursday night and Friday when torrential rains and strong winds caused the Kasaba River to overflow its banks. The statement gave a toll of 62 confirmed deaths with 30 injuries. At least 130 civilians are said to have been killed by Burkina Faso government forces and allied militia in March. Human Rights Watch in its new report says the massacre happened near the western town of Solenzo, where an operation led by Burkinabe special forces resulted in widespread civilian deaths and displacement of ethnic Fulanis. The Fulani are a pastoralist, largely Muslim community whom the government has often accused of backing Islamist militants, an accusation the Fulani community leaders deny. About 40% of Burkina Faso is under the control of groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State operations in West Africa's Sahel region. The attacks, in which thousands of people have been killed and millions displaced, have continued despite promises by the country's military leaders to deal with the insurgency. In Sierra Leone, the largest diamond miner has shut down, laying off more than 1,000 workers. Koidu Limited halted its operations following a protracted dispute over pay and working conditions. Experts said that the shutdown could impact global diamond markets already facing supply constraints from major producers, including India. Koidu Limited, which exports around $100 million United States dollars, has accused Sierra Leone's First Lady Fatima Bio, who hails from the area where Koidu operates, of fanning the flames of the dispute. Fatima Bio visited the area after the walkout in March and addressed the workers, criticizing the firm in remarks the company has rejected as false. The first 49 white South Africans deemed victims of racial discrimination and granted refugee status under an offer by United States President Donald Trump flew to the United States on Monday aboard a chartered plane. At a press briefing on Monday, South Africa's Foreign Minister Ronald Lamola said the 49 are not refugees and do not qualify for the status. He said there is no data at all that backs the fact that there is persecution of white South Africans, adding that crime in South Africa affects everyone, irrespective of race. The South African government argues that the Trump administration has waded into a domestic political issue that it doesn't understand. You are tuned to the Daily Africa Service of Vatican Radio.
The African Synod, the Church Alive in Africa Today.
Hello and welcome to the program. I am Festus Tarawali. In this edition, we explore the response of the Church in Africa to the election of Pope Leo XIV. Former Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost was elected on Thursday as the 267th successor of St. Peter. His election has been met with widespread enthusiasm and strong support from church leaders and the Catholic faithful across the continent, who view his leadership as both timely and well-suited to the current needs of the church. As reported previously, Cardinal Fridolin Ambongo, president of the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar, or SECAM, described Pope Leo XIV's election as a new chapter of hope and renewal for our continent. In his congratulatory message, Cardinal Ambongo stated, "SECAM, together with the entire Church, the family of God in Africa and its islands, joyfully joins the Universal Church in giving thanks to God for the gift of our new Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. He went on to say, "This moment marks a profound and joyful milestone, a new chapter of hope and renewal for our continent and the entire Church." He continued, "It is an opportune time to once more thank God, who has faithfully provided shepherds for his people, fulfilling his promise, quote, 'I will give you pastors according to my heart,' from Jeremiah 3, verse 15. As a continent with a growing Catholic population, Africa looks to Pope Leo XIV for inspired leadership, encouraging efforts to deepen faith, strengthen vocations, and promote Christ-centered development. Rich in cultural diversity, history, and faith," continued the Cardinal, "Africa has always been a vital part of the Church's mission. It is a land characterized by resilience, hope, and a deep-rooted spirituality that continues to inspire the global Church said Cardinal Ambongo. The Archbishop of Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo went on to say, as Pope Leo XIV assumes his sacred role as successor of St. Peter, we eagerly anticipate his pastoral guidance, his unwavering commitment to justice and peace, and his steadfast support for the poor, the marginalized, and those most in need. The Church in Africa, he said, reaffirms its dedication to working closely with Pope Leo XIV, especially in addressing critical issues affecting our communities, such as conflicts, poverty alleviation, education, healthcare, interreligious dialogue, and environmental stewardship. We believe his leadership will unlock Africa's full potential, empowering our youth to become agents of positive change inspired by the gospel. We assure Pope Leo XIV of our prayers and unwavering support as he begins his mission of leading the universal church. The president of SECAM concluded with this prayer: may Mary, Mother of the Church and Patroness of Africa, intercede for him and for the entire continent. In the opening paragraph of the editorial of the latest magazine of SECAM, the Secretary General of the organization, Father Raphael Simbine Jr., writes, "With joy and reverence, the Catholic Church across Africa warmly welcomes Pope Leo XIV, the Supreme Pontiff. The pastors and faithful on the continent are profoundly grateful to God for this new Pope, and they pray that his papacy may be blessed with wisdom, strength, and compassion. By choosing the name Leo XIV, the Pope links his pontificate to that of Pope Leo XIII, who on May 15, 1891, issued the encyclical Rerum Novarum, Latin for Of New Things, a document considered the foundation of the Church's social doctrine," writes Father Simbine Jr. Pope Leo XIII called the Church of his time to engage prophetically with social issues in the face of industrial capitalism and global suffering. Continuing his editorial, Father Simbine Jr. said, "In this age marked by division, disrespect for human dignity, inequalities, conflicts, and environmental crises, Pope Leo XIV seeks to lead a church committed to the cause of the human person, which includes caring for creation, our common home, and striving to build a new world founded on love, fraternity, and peace." On its part, the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference, which groups the bishops of South Africa, Botswana, and Eswatini, issued a statement warmly welcoming the newly elected Pope and expressing deep gratitude and prayerful support. The bishops further expressed hope that Pope Leo XIV's leadership will bring about greater unity within the Church, deepen the faith of the people of God, and offer guidance to millions around the globe during these pivotal times. From Dakar, Senegal, where he is attending the plenary assembly of the Regional Episcopal Conference of West Africa, RECOWA, Archbishop Ignatius Kaigama of Abuja, Nigeria, described the new pope as a man of peace and unity, highlighting his vast experience as a missionary, bishop, and Vatican official. "We are grateful that we have a new pope who greeted us with the words of peace. A peace agenda I believe he will pursue vigorously. He is a man of peace and unity," said Archbishop Kaigama. Bishop Matthew Hassan Kuka of Sokoto, also in Nigeria, reflected on the symbolic power of the name Leo, linking it to Pope Leo XIII's groundbreaking social encyclical Rerum Novarum. He sees Pope Leo XIV's name and background as an American, Peruvian, and a member of the Augustinian Order as a sign of continuity with Pope Francis's social justice legacy and a hope for moral leadership amid Africa's struggles with corruption and exploitation. Johan Fuljoen, director of the Dennis Hurley Peace Institute in South Africa, praised Pope Leo's compassion and his message of inclusivity in his first address on Thursday. He welcomed the new pope's first words from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, "Peace be with you," saying it reflected a spirit of openness and inclusion that the African church deeply resonates with. Senegalese sister Anne Beatrice Faye, who served on the Theological Commission of the Synod on Synodality, said that the new pope's choice of name Leo, and coming just after the late Pope Francis, invokes a desire for doctrinal firmness combined with pastoral care. She said the choice of name signifies a return to the fundamentals of past popes, but also a continuation of the reform process in the church, noting that expectations are high as the new pope takes over from his predecessors. And that's all for this edition of the African Synod, The Church Alive in Africa Today. Until the same time next week, I am Festus Tarawali.
De la justice et de la paix. L'Église est en Afrique au service de la réconciliation, de la justice et de la paix. La guérison d'une Afrique, elle a servi de la réconciliation.
And now, our feature Millennium Appointment. It is public knowledge now that the Catholic Church has a new pope in the name of Leo XIV. The pope was elected by the cardinal electors on Thursday, May 8th. On Wednesday, May 7th, before the voting began, the cardinals prayed to the Holy Spirit to inspire them to make the right choice for the church. Cardinal Michael Cheney is the prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. He was one of the cardinal electors. He explained to reporters at the weekend here in the Vatican the role of the Holy Spirit in the election of a pope.
What happens in the room is that the Holy Spirit is very active and each of us is doing our human best. There's cooperation. He is active, inspiring, guiding, and we do our very best too, humanly, spiritually, fraternally.
The election of a pope is a moment of excitement in the Catholic Church. Every time a pope is to be elected, thousands of people, who include Catholics and non-Catholics, gather in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican to wait for the white smoke from the chimney above the Sistine Chapel. White smoke is a communication to the public that a pope has been elected. This year, with the advancement in communication technology, the event was televised in real time in all parts of the world. The chimney could be seen on thousands of television channels in different countries, where people were anxiously waiting in their homes, offices, and other places to know who the new pope was. For millions of Catholics, it didn't matter who had been elected, but that the church had got a pope, the successor of St. Peter the Apostle. Pope Leo XIV is taking over the leadership of the Catholic Church amidst many challenges. According to Cardinal Cheney, there are many challenges the church is facing in many parts of the world, and the pope will exercise his ministry in helping, guiding, encouraging, and animating the church in those places to meet the challenges.
There is no global church. There's a church in the United States, there's a church in Bolivia, there's a church in South Africa, there's a church in Korea. And every church needs to live the gospel, needs to evangelize in its situation.
Cardinal Cheney worked with Pope Leo XIV before his election. Known then as Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, he was the prefect of the Dicastery for Bishops. This is how he describes him.
He's kind, he's serious, he's very dedicated. Every meeting I've come to, he's arrived very well prepared, has contributed. Pray for him, use his name, which is Leo. Ask God to help him to be the best Pope Leo that he can possibly be. To pray for him is to pray for the church, and to pray for the church is to pray for ourselves, our brothers and sisters, and especially those who most need us.
In his first address to the cardinal electors on Saturday, May 10th, Pope Leo XIV indicated that he would carry forward the reforms Pope Francis had initiated. One of them was the vision of the Catholic Church as a synod, whose members, lay clergy and religious, work together to discern God's will for the Church. Cardinal Cheney said synodality is a journey. Each local church and each member of the church has a role to play.
The synod is a process. It's not something that is going to be completed. It's a way of being church. It's a way of our going forward together as church. It's a way of including everybody in the life of the church. It's on track. We're continuing to grow as a synodal church. The Holy Father reiterated his strong commitment to it in his first words to us. Yes, there's a lot of work to do, but the work that we do here is secondary to the effort that everybody needs to make, wherever they are, to learn to synod. We all need to learn how to synod. And rather than waiting to be informed or impressed or instructed, the thing is to say, well, how can I begin? How can I contribute? How can our parish begin or continue or intensify or even share our good experience with other parishes? We need to get going, and don't look to Rome. Look to your parish. Look to your diocese. Say, let's get going. The synod will shape us synodally as we go along. We won't learn about it from a book. We need to do it, and we need to begin, and we need to set aside our worries and our misgivings and just get on with it.
Cardinal Michael Czerny, the prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. And that was Millennium Appointment for this week. You have been listening to the English Africa Service of Vatican Radio, and I am Johnny Baptist Tumusime. In our next program, at the same time tomorrow, you can hear our feature, Justice and Peace. Praised be Jesus Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus.